Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything.
Is Wednesday our night to make love?
What is that from? I mean, it is hump day.
It is hump day.
That is a Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever watch that show?
Bits and pieces here and there. Never really watched it.
I watched the whole first season. I thought it was genius. And then I feel like it had a second season. I never watched it again. But too many dicks on the dance floor. You've never heard that song?
Too many what?
Too many dicks. Too many dicks. Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Dick in a box.
That's different. Different show. Dick's a funny word.
I was probably too busy watching Entourage to watch Flight of the Conchords.
Fair enough. All right. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, a special wedding episode. Because my fiance, Michael Sampson, is here, and we've had a fun time today. Were you a little nervous? A
couple of days, we're getting hitched. Yeah, like I said, I haven't been pulled off the bench in a while for the radio show.
To talk. I mean, it's hard to talk for a living, right?
It's hard to talk, yeah. You know, I had to have at least a couple cocktails before I came in today. Probably should have had a couple more, and then
Did you have a couple or one?
Just one. You know, got to loosen up a little bit. Loosen up the vocal cords, listen to some country, sing a little music on the way.
Did you use some red leather, yellow leather?
What?
The tongue twisters.
No, I don't know any tongue twisters.
See, Jane and I know tongue twisters because we did theater.
I have a tongue twister in my mouth. It's called fake teeth.
That's true. We actually haven't said that story of why you have, because you referenced that. I'm not sure everyone knows why that you're missing your two front teeth.
I've gone through a painful, long 9-month process, I think it is. So I've pretty much birthed new teeth to myself at this point. And I still don't have new teeth for our wedding. So I have these two front dentures that Kristen is still with me after 9 months of just seeing.
Hasn't scared me off.
A gap in my front teeth.
All right. Well, we're taking your calls. If you have wedding advice, if you have marriage advice, if you have a question for us, this whole segment. So if you want to give us a call, 844-967-2789. Jane will be answering the phone and letting me know if we get any text messages. But Kelsey is our first caller.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
Mike, you're doing great.
Thank you. Try my best.
I know that wedding planning can be very stressful. I know I've seen some of the trials that you guys have had with your wedding planning. And I just want to know, at the end of the day, when everything is said and done, what is the one thing that you really want to take away and remember about your wedding day?
You go first.
Probably that sweet moment just where, you know, me and Kristen are on the dance floor, you know, I just doing the stinky leg right between her legs, and we're just smiling and having a great time, and everyone's partying. And but also reminded, like, we got reminded the other day, like, make sure we just walk away and take time for ourselves and kind of gratitude and two families coming together and friends meeting for the first time. It's going to be a fun, special day.
Yeah, I would say as long as we all have fun, that's always been the most important thing as far as it's supposed to be a celebration. And that's why not trying to have anything that has too many logistics or things that could go wrong. And we avoided having that, baked that into the wedding. So as long as we all have fun and there's lots of smiles, I'm planning to make Mike cry like a little kid during our vows. So stay tuned for that.
It's going to be ugly crying. It's going to be bad.
Do you have any advice for us?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, as somebody who hopes to be married one day, wink, wink, if my boyfriend's listening, I don't know. I don't have any yet.
All right. Well, you've been a good friend and confidant, so I'm sure if we ever need advice, you'll still be there.
Hope so. Amazing person.
All right. Thanks, Kelsey. If you have questions for us, if you have advice for us, for our wedding day, for our marriage, please feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Speaking of partying, like after that Debbie Bryce story, like...
Are you feeling like their wedding's going to show ours up?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how we, like, beat that.
Well, the part that she didn't say that is, like, not only was she in a white wedding dress, but my dad was in, like, an all-white tux.
So he also had the grass stains and mud on his pants?
They never say that part of the story, but I don't think he fell. He might have been a little bit more coordinated than my mom.
I don't see that for him. He's too tall.
Do you have any questions for me that you want to ask me on air?
Hmm. So we're waiting on another caller right now. Questions for you. Put you on the spot. Is my beard at an appropriate length for the wedding?
I think yes. We still have another 48 hours, so depending on how fast it grows, you might have to do a little trim on Saturday morning, but right now it's looking good.
She kept showing me this picture of in Mexico of like, this is what I want it to look like. I said, before that, I shaved to look like Ted Lasso, so this is like 15 days after shaving. I can't just make that happen on a whim again. Beards are hard.
I know. That's why you needed to shave the whole thing and then grow it back.
So I got a nice shave at Steg Barbershop 2 days ago. So a little shout out to them in Milwaukee.
All right. Guess who our next caller is?
Who?
Someone you know. Someone who you're going to call later today.
Someone I'm going to call?
Mm-hmm.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Peter Bry.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Papa Bry.
Hello. How are we?
Good. How are you, Dad?
Good. Michael, you must have had two drinks if you couldn't figure me out.
Wait, did you have grass stains on your pants or not?
I didn't.
You didn't. So even in that white tux, no. You didn't get any...
Well, you know, at that point in my life, I was an athlete.
That's true.
Still an athlete.
Still, yeah. Once an athlete, always an athlete.
I've seen you on the pickleball courts.
Yeah, you were. So Mom did a good job.
She did.
Yeah. So we're all set. We're excited. Got Ben. He's got good stuff. And so we all are looking forward to getting down there and dropping Grandma off at John's and coming in. So I invited a few of my personal friends to the War Memorial, Jimmy Smith and Danny Hastings and everyone. So since it seemed the right thing to do.
Great.
Coming down and join us.
Yeah.
Friday, 4 to 8.
We will.
War Memorial.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly and stuff. So anyway, my advice will be coming in tomorrow. So
okay.
We don't want to tell the world some of the inside things that will be funny or not funny or who knows.
So you just called to say what's up?
Yeah. I listened to this whole thing, and I just thought, you know, you're doing a good job, and Michael, you certainly could be on radio. I don't know if it pays enough for you, but that's a different topic. I just wanted to... tell you how excited we are, and we're bringing everybody down. And it sounds like the numbers in the ultimate reception area could be elbow to elbow.
Oh, well, there's plenty of room. Your daughter keeps bragging to me about how funny your vows are. She says she's going to be funnier than me, and she's going to make
I'm going to be
cry.
Both funnier and more sentimental.
It's going to be...
All right.
I guess well, it's...
Because this is the contest that we need to start
with. It's not supposed to be
start
a competition,
marriage
right?
with. Anything else, Dad?
Yeah, no. I just your comment just makes me know that all the Brys are certainly competitive.
All right. Well, we're excited to see you.
Right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Dad.
Tomorrow.
Bye. Looks like we got another call. Stephanie Dasko. Stephanie.
Well, you throwing out full names out there. Bold.
Well, maybe she's not there. I thought she was there.
Just trying.
She's trying. We're doing a lot of... this is the most calls we've had since... Maybe we should just get married every week so that I have people calling into the show.
You have to say less if people are calling in.
That's true. You have to say less. Well, until we get the next caller through, you got any other questions?
Why do you keep throwing questions? Do you have questions for me?
No, I already asked you questions the whole first hour.
What? You asked me about Taco John's and my beard.
Stephanie, are you there?
I want to know...
Stephanie from Milwaukee?
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie. You're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello.
Am I on?
You're on.
Is this it? This is happening?
You're live.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hey, guys.
Hi.
All right. I don't know the answer to this. This is a sincere question to the both of you. Tell us about, what that moment was when you knew each other was the one.
Oh,
I think for me, it was in the Shaker's Cigar Bar basement amongst the ghosts. You know, I just looked at her in that dark, creepy basement and that beautiful smile and curly hair and said, wow, She's special. I should kiss her amongst the ghosts right now. And that was our first kiss.
That was our first kiss. That's when you knew, though, that was what was special that first night?
Yeah, the ghost told me.
I think mine, the first thing was in between that weekend and moving to Milwaukee officially, you were at a rescue gang looking at the group of dogs they had just shipped up from Texas. And you were sending me pictures of the different dogs you were taking on a walk. And then you sent me a picture of this little tiny white chihuahua that was in his cage. And he was so skinny and so small and looked so scared. And then you sent me a couple pictures of other ones. And then you left that day. You're like, I think I'm going to get Cliff, the little white one, because he looks like he needs the most love. And that's the dog. And then you got Cliff 2 days after I moved to Milwaukee. And we've been a happy family since.
I wanted to include you in the... And picking out Cliff, so you felt included and figured you'd be around for a while to help take care of him.
And I am. Yeah. Every morning. I'm the morning walker.
Dog mom. Stephanie's also a dog mom.
Stephanie's also a dog mom. And actually, Haley and Cliff got along all right.
Cliff doesn't
love... Are you
love
crying over there, Stephanie?
Cliff doesn't love everyone, but you get along with Haley.
Just tearing up. I just love this.
Well, thanks for calling in. Good question. I don't know if we've asked that question to each other. So
Cliff hopes to see you again soon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, friends and family. You think we have any texts or calls of or people on the live stream? I thought there'd just be a more popular segment. Maybe it's that people are just going to be like rushing to tell us all their good advice on how to like take in the day. My mom's advice, obviously, is don't get too drunk so you can remember it.
What about Jane? We haven't asked her for her advice.
Oh, Jane, you do have advice for us?
Well, I think your mom was spot on.
Okay.
I really do. And it's really easy to worry about things. Everything is going to be perfect. No matter if it's not perfect, you two are the only ones who know every detail of how things are supposed to go. And if every single detail doesn't go that way, it's going to be fine anyway. All everybody really wants is for the two of you to have a really good time. And so don't worry about everybody else. Focus on each other. Focus on what the day is for. You are what it's about. Your love is what it's about. And just have fun. And just, you know, be in the moment and remember these, savor these moments. Because in the middle of all the hubbub and everything, just the two of you go in a hallway for 5 minutes and hold each other and look at each other and just savor it.
That's really good advice. Thank you, Jane.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And make sure you put the rings on the right hands, because we didn't do that.
You put it on your right hand?
I actually put the ring on my husband's right hand. I don't know how that happened. And I jammed it on so hard, and he couldn't get it off for like 3 days. So he knew we were married because he couldn't get the ring off. But yeah, just that, maybe that little detail I would watch out for.
That's a good one. We got any more callers coming in?
We do. We have a break coming up in just about 2 minutes.
All right. So we have the callers hold and bring them back after the... All right. So you and I, my advice to you is also don't get too drunk.
Whoa. Seasoned vet. Went to Whitewater. Come on.
That's what you got your undergrad in. Drinking.
I think our early days, someone was a little...
I would never claim that I could drink as much as you.
It's like my friend said, you know, you go drink for drink with someone. I'm a little bit bigger than him. Yeah, Kristen's close to the same size as me, but...
Speaking of... All right. Well, we're going to take a break quickly. We got two more callers on the phone to take us to the end of the show.
Perfect.
It's two people that you know.
That I know.
That we both know. And so start racking your brain if you think...
Come on, strangers, call in.
Who it is. But we'll take a break. Michael Sampson has been our guest today. We're getting married on Saturday. It's the wedding, special wedding episode. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Make it up for two. Make it up for 2 minutes. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, is that it? I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. And you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.